Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. During the days of the prophet Jeremiah, Israel had become so evil God had no choice but to discipline the nation by sending Babylon to punish her. Jeremiah quotes these disturbing words from the Lord Himself. For thus has the Lord of hosts said, "Hew down trees, and cast them out against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is wholly oppression in the midst of her." Jeremiah 6:6. Did you take note in my reading from Jeremiah that he said, "Thus has the Lord of hosts said"? If you are a student of the prophetic writings, you know how often the prophets claimed to be speaking for God. Were they really speaking for God? Or did they use that formula to control the Jewish people? They were either speaking for God or they were liars. But how can liars promote such high moral values? If Jeremiah lied, whatever his motivation, how could he write, "I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, 'I have dreamed, I have dreamed.' How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of the heart." Jeremiah 23:14, 25, and 26. For too long the Israelites had been listening to false prophets and corrupt priests who had misled them. "They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." Jeremiah 6:14. Jeremiah spoke for God when he addressed the conquering army of Babylon. "Hew down trees and cast a siege mound against Jerusalem." Does that command tell us that God was on the side of Israel's enemies? Although God did not approve of the evil that prevailed in Babylon, we know he was using a pagan nation to punish his own people. Jeremiah quoted the Lord as saying, "This is the city to be visited." Other versions render the Hebrew, "This is the city that must be punished." King Solomon had earlier informed God's people, "My son, do not despise the discipline of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delights." Proverbs 3:11-12. Because of God's love for the Israelites, he had to discipline them. Otherwise, there was no possibility of their repenting and being forgiven. And that is the ultimate goal of discipline. Jeremiah describes how evil the nation had become. "She is wholly oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casts out her waters, so she casts out her wickedness. Violence and spoil are heard within her. Before me are continually grief and wounds." Jeremiah 6:6-7. God had done all within his power to prevent Israel's becoming so evil. He had sent the great prophets to warn them of the punishment he would send if they did not repent. Tragically, oppression was rampant within Israel. Just as a fountain continually casts out her waters, the nation of Israel had continually cast out her wickedness. It is appropriate to ask at this point, do you see any resemblance between what Jeremiah said about Israel and conditions that exist in our nation? Do not violence and destruction prevail in America? Does God take note of the grief and the wounds that are rampant in our country? We need to hear God's word to the Israelites. "Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited." Jeremiah 6:8. Are we so naive as to believe God does not take notice of what is occurring in America? Can we continue to abort more than 1 million babies each year without incurring the wrath of God? Thank you for listening. May God bless you.